On 105.3 in your community, it's Drive 105.
Gets his cross in, it's a good cross, and it's a goal for Derry City in the second minute. Coming in is Danny Mullen, lovely cross, it's the Scotsman again. McMullen cross, 6-yard header from Danny Mullen, and just the start Derry City wanted.
Absolutely fantastic start for Derry City.
Michael, just at the byline, plays it across at the edge of the box, and a brilliant chip and a brilliant goal by Will Batching. He used the speed of Paul McMullen's cross and just nonchalantly right footed chipped it over Lorcan Healy to give Derry City a lead. And Ben Doherty does have it now, well inside the right up. Plays it to the edge of the box. Brandon Kavanagh puts it in on the 6-yard box. And this game looks home and host. Lovely low cross.
Grass in front of him, and an Evan O'Sam for company. Plays a lovely ball to Kavanagh at the edge of the box.
That's another shot, and Patching gets it again at the edge of the box and nonchalantly shoots that in. So Derry City now leading by 4-0, 6 minutes into the second half. But this is a night for nonchalant finishes for Will Patching.
Well, I'll tell you something. The finish from Patching was absolutely sublime once again, Michael. But let me
to the
right hand
side. But the pass is no good, and the ball is played now back to Brandon Kavanagh.
Brandon Kavanagh left footed gets the ball back. UCD get the ball. That was an absolutely glorious finish by Brandon Kavanagh. Left footed in off Lorcan Healy's left hand post.
Criminal defending again from UCD. Give the ball away inside near their own 18-yard box.
That's what we asked for before the game, was real professionalism, and we knew there wasn't going to be an atmosphere really here tonight. Brilliant the supporters that came down, but we knew it wasn't going to be. It's not one of them grounds where there's a brilliant atmosphere, so it was all about our professionalism and how we went about it, and I thought the players from minute one applied themselves really well. Just really delighted with the application, as I said, and the professionalism, and 5 brilliant goals when you think about it. Really, really good goals, good team goals, and the players will now get a couple of days off that they deserve, because it's been a grueling couple of months.
Job done, really. It's 5 goals, 3 points and the capital, closing that gap to 4 points really does set this up for a huge game at the Brandywell next week.
Of course, and as I said, it's to be enjoyed. We've put ourselves in the position that some mightn't have thought that we would, so we have to go and try and grasp it and take the opportunity that is presenting itself, and I will prepare. As I said, we'll give the players a couple of days off, they deserve it. We don't have a game for 9 days, we've had a grueling few months, so a few days off to recharge and come back ready for quite a big game.
You've been saying all season it's about the squad. Brandon Kavanagh starts tonight, weighs only 2 goals, Will Patching unplayable. Derry City as a team hitting a bit of form, and so are some of your top players.
Aye, and there's listen, every player wants to play every minute of every game, and it's natural, it's human nature, but with the quality that we have at our disposal, that there's certain games suit certain players, and we have to pick teams accordingly. Last week we had to be more, I felt, and Oriel Park, a bit more pragmatic, and thank God it worked. Tonight you can maybe open up a wee bit more, and I just feel that the players are really contributing, the whole lot of them, and they understand what's needed for the team, and it's been a brilliant sort of couple of months for us.